Here comes Hurricane Florence. That's what it sounds like from Frying Pan Tower, a former Coast Guard light station that sits 34 miles off the coast of North Carolina. Nowadays, the place is run as a bed and breakfast. Richard Neal is the owner and says it's actually not a bad place to be during a storm.
The only thing that's going to hit you out there, per se, is wind and water. It's actually fairly safe, and it's quite beautiful. The sky turns amazing shades of either turquoise or light yellow in the mornings or evenings, and the waves, they change from waves into large rolling hills that just go rolling past.
Authorities on land are telling people not to let their guard down. This is a serious storm. In recent days, you might have heard some version of this story. It's about money being diverted earlier this year from FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, to ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. About $10.5 million. And it's true. The transfer, or reprogramming, as it's called in federal jargon, was first noticed by two nonprofit groups, including one called the Detention Watch Network. Mary Small is their policy director. Mary, FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security have both insisted this $10 million comes from non-operational areas of FEMA's budget, specifically training, travel, public engagement, and IT. Is that what you found?
I think that that is really missing the point and frankly, just parsing words. Precisely what the reprogramming and transfer request shows is that money is moved around inside of these accounts. And that's a possibility. And so to say that this money was initially slated for something that isn't a life-saving intervention doesn't mean that it couldn't have been used for that. And I think the bigger picture here that it's really important to keep our eye on is the kind of single-minded focus that DHS has had on moving money from other accounts into immigration detention in pursuit of this really ramped-up enforcement, frankly, detention and deportation machine that they're operating.
It's interesting you say that because it turns out the money's been transferred not just from FEMA, but the DHS report to Congress shows a total of $200 million being diverted to ICE so far this year from across the Department of Homeland Security. What other kind of programs are being affected?
The transfer and reprogramming request shows that money has been pulled from the Coast Guard, from TSA Aviation Security, from other parts of ICE, actually, as well as from FEMA. And so really, I think multiple of the components inside of the department have been affected by this.
So this $200 million going to ICE, do we know how they're spending it? I mean, do we know where this money's going?
We have some idea of where it's going. Partly, it's certainly going to an expansion of the immigration detention system that ICE oversees. Just in the last few months, ICE has opened up multiple very large new immigration detention facilities, some of them with private prison companies. So part of this money is definitely going to expand the overall system of incarceration for immigrants.
Now, FEMA and ICE, they both belong to the Department of Homeland Security, so they're allowed to do this. They're allowed to transfer money between agencies, but they're supposed to report such changes to Congress. Does Congress have to approve such transfers?
You're right that this is currently allowable. One of the things that we're actually working on right now with members of Congress is to get them to change that, to say ICE has, you know, you're talking about the request that happened just a month and a half ago for $200 million, but this pattern has been repeated 3 years in a row, actually, where ICE has overspent the amount of money that they were given by Congress for detention and removal, deliberately overspent that money, and then gotten an infusion of funds from taking money from other parts, other accounts, into the detention account. Congress has 2 years in a row told them to stop it, told them to cut it out. And the Government Accountability Office also recently issued a report calling into question the kind of fiscal management that they're using to do this. So this isn't a one-off. This is now an established pattern of behavior by ICE that is really concerning. And so this is the moment for Congress to intervene to actually restrict that authority that ICE has. Our understanding is that the request goes to the top Republican and top Democrat on the subcommittee that oversees funding for DHS in both the House and the Senate. The last two of these requests that have come in, the Democrats have not signed off on, but the Republicans have. And since they control Congress, those requests have moved ahead.
And you said this has been going on for about 3 years, so it was occurring in the Obama administration as well.
The first of these occurred at the end of the Obama administration. That's right. And I think it's really important to note that while the request that you're talking about is $200 million, this scheme of overspending, transferring funds into the account, and then using that new elevated level as the baseline for the next round, the sort of double ratchet per fiscal year, has allowed them to move a billion extra dollars into the account over the course of the last 3 years. So this is amounting to a very, very significant amount of money.
Mary Small is with the Detention Watch Network in Washington. Thanks, Mary.
Thanks for having me.